I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
Well, everybody knows by now that Philip Seymour Hoffman has died.
Yes.
And talk about a classic.
Yeah.
Maybe 46 years old, but he's a classic.
Probably one of the best actors of his generation.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Although he played in Doubt as a priest.
Yeah.
And I liked him very much. And when you can hold your own against Meryl Streep, there must be something about you that's a really good actor.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He played a priest to her nun.
He was a very strong presence. He made interesting choices on screen. The way he read his lines, or where he would pause, or the way he would look at a fellow actor, or people responded to him. He is a character actor. He specialized in somebody who you didn't necessarily want to trust. He played weaselly, sniveling, conniving, grotesque.
He was so good at what you're talking about that he didn't even have to do much of that in The Master.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he played it so straight, but he still had what you call that kind of, are you going to really trust this guy or not? His choices were great, for instance, when he won the Oscar for Capote.
Yeah, I think he was just wrong for that part.
Do you?
He was great in the part. For some reason, I always felt like that we were overpraising that performance. He was physically wrong for the part. Truman Capote was a tiny, slight little man. That slightness was key to his persona. When you saw him on the talk show circuit, his public persona was part and parcel of his very own fey slightness. And Philip Seymour Hoffman, no matter how you slice it, is not a slight guy. He's a big guy, and I think it held his performance back because I don't think I ever felt that he was this feather of a guy.
Well, the camera tried not to show us a full shot of him.
Right.
There were frequently shots just of his head. So
right, and I think that hurt that movie because close-ups were used in the wrong way. It should delve into the interior of an actor at just the right moment, and I think Capote overuses the close-up because of that reason, but to ill effect.
He talks himself about how difficult the role was for him physically, that he really had to wedge himself into that role physically.
Yeah. I can remember seeing Philip Seymour Hoffman for the very first time, but I'll never forget seeing It's Scent of a Woman, right, in which he plays the bully fellow student at the private school. I remember having a visceral reaction to this character. He was a master at playing that kind of just the worst type of human being.
He brought power to a role he played with Tom Hanks in Charlie Wilson's War, the CIA operative. Shabby, which he does very well.
Right.
But more like, a PR guy who does never in front of the camera, but could tell you exactly what to do it right. He was good at that.
Yeah.
And they played that role. And I don't think that, who is it now these days, that who's the kind of schlubby actor who is now?
George Clooney? Is that who you're talking about?
Well, Jonah Hill isn't going to be like that. Jonah Hill has struggled physically. He has brought his weight down, but I don't think he is. I think he's back again with some of his weight because there is that part of them, that persona, that works very well.
Right. Yeah, you can't escape. You are, as an actor, you're a formula. You are what your talent is. You are what your physicality is. And you are what the role is.
Sure.
And those three things have to come together in a unique way, especially when your range is limited and so you specialize in a certain type of character. Of course, Jonah Hill's weight is key to his humor. I mean, that's we laugh at that, the figure he cuts on screen.
And maybe you're emphasizing the question you would have about the greatness of Philip Seymour Hoffman when you think about what Daniel Day-Lewis does sometimes, what Christian Bale. You're making me wonder now. There, Seymour Hoffman was one of my icons, and now what am I doing? I'm questioning him as a great actor.
No, you shouldn't question him as a great actor. He clearly was a great actor within a certain physical range. Perhaps he wasn't as disciplined as some of these other actors.
Okay.
I don't think we should even be questioning the guy's discipline. He was a drug addict. He clearly had no discipline.
Yeah. All right, let's put this in the context of another Oscar winner who is still alive.
Okay.
And still making movies.
That's when people do their best work, by the way. When they're alive.
Robert De Niro.
Okay. Yes, Robert De Niro.
And there's an arc.
Here's
for
a guy. Yeah, here's a guy going backwards.
Yes, I knew you'd say that. Yeah. He may not be the greatness of a Christian Bale or a Daniel Day-Lewis or even a Robert De Niro.
It's a great loss for the cinematic arts.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.